For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who faced criticism over his department's response to the deadly Parkland, Florida school shooting last year, was officially suspended by new Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday.
The massacre might never have happened had Broward had better leadership in the sheriff's department. The Parkland families, the people of Broward, and the broader Florida community want accountability, but I think just as important or more important, they want the problems fixed going forward.
Israel says there was no wrongdoing on his part last year.
The governor promised as a candidate, well before he had any facts of the investigation, well before the commission even began their work, that he would remove me from office. He merely fulfilled a campaign promise. This was about politics, not about Parkland.
17 people were killed in that shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. The suspect was identified as Nicholas Cruz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A major winter storm has developed in the central U.S. and is set to make its way east Saturday, targeting more of the Midwest, the Ohio River Valley, and eventually the East Coast. Police have released the driver of a double-decker bus that crashed into a transit shelter in Ottawa and left 3 people dead and 23 more injured, pending further investigation. Ottawa Police Chief Charles Bordelot tells CTV.
As you can imagine, this is a very chaotic scene. Emergency responders were able to take control and assist those injured. An investigation is now underway on the cause of the collision.
Officials say two of the dead were passengers on the bus and the third was on the platform at Westboro Station. The federal government is in day 22 of a partial government shutdown, becoming the longest closure in U.S. history. And President Donald Trump now backing away from issuing an emergency declaration to come up with money for a border wall.
It's the easy way out. I'd rather not do it because this is something that Congress should easily do.
Congress home now for the weekend with no negotiations scheduled. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now from USA's Wendy King on that young Wisconsin teenager who escaped after being held prisoner for 3 months.
21-year-old Jake Patterson is facing murder and kidnapping charges after a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl went missing back in October. After her parents were murdered, she managed to escape on Thursday. Jamie Kloss was then reunited with her family.
She is doing as well as circumstances allow.
Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said they still have a lot of detective work to do.
I know all of you are searching for the answer why any of this happened. Believe me, so are we.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not back yet at the Supreme Court after surgery to remove cancer from her lung. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has more on that story.
Liberal Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will miss oral arguments on the high court for a second week in a row, but no further cancer treatments are planned at this time. Ginsburg had an operation on December 21st at Sloan Kettering in New York City to remove two cancerous growths from her left lung. It's been 3 weeks since surgery. Ginsburg, the court's oldest justice, turns 86 years old in March.
A powerful blast caused by a gas leak at a Paris bakery Saturday killed at least 4 people and injured at least 47, sparking an all-out emergency response and evacuation of residents. At least 2 of the dead are firefighters. The explosion and fire blasted out the windows, even overturned cars. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.